This call is being recorded.
Not a reality within the third dimension, but a reality within the fourth and higher into the fifth and beyond dimension. To see all of this coming together now, connecting lights, connecting energy. See it how, visualize however you want it to be, wherever you see it as. For there is no wrong or right here. There just is. And now, at the same time, as this Christ consciousness grid is being connected as it is, see all of the great crystals throughout the planet that are now arising, arising from deep within the earth, rising up. Because it is in that fifth dimensional expression, they can once again become understood, and those of you become aware of those great crystals connecting to this grid. So see light shooting everywhere across the grid, to all of the sacred places across the planet, and to these great crystals now that have risen once again. All connecting, holding, anchoring this higher vibrational frequency to this planet. And as a result of this, visualize now what it would be and what it will be like when this has been completed, just as you are doing now in your mind's eye, what it will be like when people of like vibration everywhere come together as one in unity. Unity consciousness, no longer having separation, no longer believing they are separate from each other, but are one together, one within the all and the all within the one, as you have been saying in your mission statement. People coming together, clasping hands, hugging each other. No longer separation. See the ships coming down, landing everywhere. What that will be like. Creating now your new world as you want it to be. Know that any time you want in your meditation time, just your daydreaming time, you can do this exercise. Connect this grid. See it connected. See it all coming together. See everything coming together as one in your new world. I repeat that, your new world. You as in individuals and you as in the collective whole together. Now, if you would, begin to find your way back to your physical body. Allow yourself to come back. As your astral and etheric body, your conscious knowing self enters your physical body, feel that light, that connectedness moving throughout your body, throughout your physical body. See the light moving everywhere through all the meridians of your body, just as it moved in your visualization through the meridians of the planet, see it moving through the meridians within you, you as the microcosm of the macrocosm. Light moving everywhere, energy flowing freely through your body, moving through any blockages that might be there. Whether they are there from an emotional standpoint or mental, any of the old programming that holds those blocks there, those blockages there, whatever it might be, see energy flowing freely to all areas of your body, from the top of your head to the bottoms of your feet, and everything in between. Know that you are energy. That is what you are. Energy in vibration. Now come back into a state of complete consciousness and circulation. Fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. And I am here to be with you in these times as, yes, indeed, you are moving through the various vibrational frequencies, the various dimensions. You are traversing them, as one gave earlier in your discussion. You are moving freely through them because you have the awareness to do so. How many across the planet do not have that awareness, do not even know that they are in third dimension or that there is dimensions beyond? So they would not know that they are traversing just as you are, but it's awareness that is enabling you to do so. Awareness as you move, have moved rather, already from the third dimension and the illusion within that third dimension into the fourth and beyond into the fifth. Many times you find yourselves in the fifth dimension and even beyond that, because you have those moments of immense joy and bliss within you, even if you do not know where that is coming from, but it is there. And in those moments, you are in that fifth dimension and beyond. The only thing that draws you back is the programming that continues to hold you back, the memories that encompass the programming. Can you just let go of those memories and the programming? It is difficult, but yes, you can. But there are many tools that you have been given to work through this. But understand that nothing is holding you back. Except for yourself, except for your mind. It continues to hold you back in at times within that illusion. Even though you know at this time that there is no illusion, that you have moved beyond it. But more and more and more, you need to continue to trust yourselves. Trust in your knowing, your inner knowing. Not the knowing that the ego or the mind continues to hold you to. Not that knowing, but the inner knowing. The inner voice that speaks to all, if they would but listen. And when you listen, You listen to that wee small voice within you. You are fully aware of who you are. Then you find yourself free and freely within the higher dimensional frequencies of the higher fourth and fifth dimension. Most of the time now, as one said earlier, you do reside within the fourth dimension and are traversing through it, no longer in the third dimension. Because that is only for those that do not have the awareness. But you know that you are free. Free to move about as you wish. As long as you continue to understand that and believe that, and fully know that, then there is nothing and no thing that can hold you back any longer. For you are remembering who you are. You have traversed these difficulties before in other times, their places. This is why all of you, the light workers and warriors, the light community, this is why all of you have awakened and are ready to move on, ready to fully move beyond the illusion or the veil that is indeed no longer there. So trust in yourselves, trust in the plan, the great universal plan. But you are all bringing about every moment. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. That you would continue to believe and trust in yourselves fully.
Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Hum. Greetings to you, one observes here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to continue to bring you forward as we can here, as we have been working to do for quite some time with all of you that we speak to now that are on this call, as well as all of you that resonate to these words, whether you hear them later or do you read about them. But whatever it might be, know that you are on the right track here. You are in the right path. Better word here. You are on the right path. Yes, it is the road less traveled, but you are traveling it. You are traversing it. And it will take you to what you might call the promised land. We are ready for your questions here, if you have them. You can unmute your phones and ask questions. Would there be a question here?
I have one.
Yes.
I've been having a lot of things happening to me that I have questions about, if you could answer them. I can be...
And? Yes?
Okay, sorry. I can be like sitting on my bed and maybe talking to somebody on the telephone, and out of the side of my eye, I see people. And they're usually in orange, like bright orange robes. Maybe it's robes. and they're working around, they're moving, and sometimes I see a hallway that's coming, that a whole bunch of them are still walking through to come, and I turn my head to look at them, and they move too. So I still have to see them out of the side of my eye. And then I have a mirror headbed, and they move into the mirror. Now, they're not outside of me looking in that mirror. How do they get in that mirror when there's no impression, image of them in my room? Now, and then I will see people coming out of my closet door. The door's closed. I know they're not coming out of the closet, I figure. They're just coming from the door. But they're not in the same clothing. They are more into neutral, like black and white, like movies we used to watch. Now, this is happening with me every night, usually. I wonder what's happening with me. Why? Oh, I'll tell you. A little girl came up one time, and I said, "What is your name?" And she said a name and looked at me, but that's all. And she didn't talk to me or anything. Am I imagining things? Am I going crazy? Or can maybe you can give me some kind of answer?
We were just about to say here, you are not going crazy. That is not what is happening. Now, of course, if you told this to one of your friends or family members, they might think differently here. They might call you schizophrenic or whatever terminologies they have come up with. But do you remember, dear one, how often we have said that you are going to see the glimpses? You are going to see the glimpses of what lies beyond, beyond the veil. And for you, the veil is no longer there. You are allowing the process. You see, if you looked at these images, as you are saying, and dispensed with them, did not believe them, then they would no longer continue. But you remember also that we have said you would be seeing dead people. Do you remember that? That is...
Yes.
Portion of what is occurring here, you are seeing multidimensionally at this point. It is fleeting. It is not all of the time, or it would be difficult for you to function in your everyday life. But it is happening to allow you to understand fully more and more who you are, and what, and to begin to remember more and more we will just say, yes, who you are here. That is where it is going here. Shoshana, do you have something you had?
No.
No, very good. Was this sufficient for you?
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for all you do for us. Thank you.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here?
Hello. I have a question regard to, I'm sure this would be similar to what other folks might have experienced. My question is, why do one, I'm thinking about myself, continually injure myself? And my recent experience is the same thing twice in the same period of time. Last 2 years, and I know it has lessons in it, but am I not paying attention? And I'm learning things from it, but the results can be very uncomfortable as far as physically. So perhaps you can give us some clues as to why we do this to ourselves. Thank you.
What we can tell you, dear sister, is the more that you focus on this, the more that it will continue to happen, because you are then drawing it to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we understand that these things do happen. So it is a process of more and more fully remembering and knowing who you are and
keeping in those higher vibrations. Because every time that you focus on the injury or the pain, you are holding yourself back into the lower vibrations again. Not so much into the third dimension here, but into lower levels or lower frequency within the fourth dimension. So it is something for you to move beyond as much as you can. And you will find as you stay higher in the higher vibration, then these will not happen any longer. You will not have accidents. You will not have injuries. You will not even have illnesses and all of this. For all of this is not possible when you have fully moved into the higher vibration or even just when you are in those vibrations. Think about this for a moment. When you are angry or something has triggered your past to come up again and you are holding in that and then you stub your toe or you fall and have an injury from falling or whatever it might be. That is because you have lowered your vibration, and in that lowering, you can then trigger these things coming up for you, accidents and such. So it is important for you to hold yourself as much as you possibly can into those higher vibrations as you have learned to do. Whatever tools that you can use to do this will be beneficial for you. Shoshana?
We can share. May we share, dear sister?
Absolutely.
Dear sister, we find that you have given yourself an explanation for these events. In your mind, you have weaved a story around this. And you are looking for a verification of your own story. So you must look into that. You have given yourself an explanation, have you not?
More than likely.
Yes. And the explanation that you have given yourself most likely is not the truth. Not the higher vibrational truth. It is an explanation so that you can soothe yourself that it is not something that you are doing purposefully. We will tell you that all that one who serves has given is accurate. And we will tell you that all injuries, all pain, all suffering of the human originates from lack of loving yourself, dear sister. Mm-hmm. So you must work to love yourself in every moment, forgive yourself, acknowledge yourself, allow yourself to be who you are, and do not hold back. As within those ideas of holding back, of not truly accepting who you are, you will try to stop yourself through injury, through pain, through suffering. Just be who you are and love yourself. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here? Nothing further? Then we will release channel. Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to stay here?
I do not.
Very good. Then we just simply will say here for you to continue to hold yourselves in those higher vibrations as much as you can. Every moment of your life, as you can be fully aware of who you are in those moments. And if you do this, then you are freely moving beyond what was the illusion. And we say that purposely here, as a was here. It is in the past. And if you think of it in the past, then that is where it shall stay. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.